unified in support. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. President Biden in a day of meetings with NATO and G7 leaders in Brussels, saying the member nations back Ukraine as it battles back against the Russian invasion, which is now in its 29th day.
NATO has never been more united than it is today.
President Biden told reporters after his NATO meeting in Belgium that the U.S. intends to play a major role in Ukraine's resistance, from providing arms to sending humanitarian aid, and for those seeking an escape.
We also will welcome 100,000 Ukrainians to the United States with a focus on reuniting families.
The president, in a forceful tone, rebuffed talk that sanctions weren't effective on Russia. He said it's not the placing of them.
The maintenance of sanctions, the increasing the pain,
which he said could last through the year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the EU leaders for working together to support his country and impose sanctions on Russia, including Germany's decision to block Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. A federal jury in California has convicted Nebraska Republican Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of lying to the FBI about a campaign contribution from a foreign billionaire at a Los Angeles fundraiser in 2016.
Prosecutors portrayed Fortenberry as a politician caught up in a cycle of power and money who lied to protect his sterling reputation. Fortenberry's attorney argued FBI agents set him up and suggested the notion that a congressman with $1.5 million in his war chest would risk everything for a $30,000 donation is ridiculous. The nine-term lawmaker is up for re-election in an uncompetitive district that he's easily won many times before. Convicted felons are eligible to serve in Congress, but the vast majority of them resign rather than face the possibility of expulsion.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. China has found the second black box belonging to the China Eastern Airlines jet that crashed Monday, killing everyone on board. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Biden administration files another lawsuit over voting rights in Texas.
It's the third lawsuit filed in the Lone Star State, and this newest challenge comes from the Justice Department, which is looking to undo newly drawn county precincts in Galveston. All three suits claim black and Hispanic voters will be disenfranchised. Galveston County is divided into four precincts, only one of which had a majority of black and Hispanic residents. New maps approved by the county's governing board last year made white voters the majority in all precincts. Former President Trump carried the county in 2020 with 60% of the vote. A county spokesman saying the county does not comment on pending litigation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has defied a Connecticut judge's order by not showing up for a deposition in Texas in a lawsuit by relatives of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. That's according to the lawyer for the families. Today is the second straight day that Jones didn't appear for the deposition. His lawyers cite undisclosed medical conditions as the reason. Jones has repeatedly said the 2012 shooting, which killed 26 students and educators in Newtown, Connecticut, was a hoax. It's official. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced athletes and performers will now be exempt from the city's COVID vaccine requirement for private employers.
Every time a championship or a game is played here at Yankee or Met Stadium, it's a boost to $11 million into our economic impact for New York City during the playoff season.
Adams' office had hinted of the announcement yesterday. The move will allow athletes like Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving to play at home games. Oscar-nominated film Coda, about a singing daughter in a deaf family, is being developed into a stage musical by the Los Angeles-based Deaf West Theater. The announcement coming just days before the Academy Awards. The rights to the movie have already been purchased by Apple TV+. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.